and welcome to Hungary Reports, Public Media M1's English language news program from Budapest with the latest from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. I'm Arpad Szurczy. Thanks for tuning in. And we start in Los Angeles, where much of the world was glued to their TV sets on Thursday to hear the nominations for this year's Academy Awards. Up for Best Foreign Language Picture was Hungary's Son of Saul, that takes place at the Auschwitz extermination camp during the Second World War. About 15 minutes into the show, you could have heard the cheering right across Hungary and the Carpathian Basin when it was announced that Son of Saul was indeed chosen to run at this year's awards. It's been decades since a Hungarian film has been in the running for an Oscar. Also up for the award for Best Adapted Screenplay was an American of Hungarian origin, Phyllis Nagy, for her screenplay of the movie Carol.
From Hungary, Son of Saul.
It didn't take long for the category Best Foreign Language Film to be announced. Son of Saul by director Laszlo Nemes was one of the five chosen to be officially in the running for the Oscars. The first time in 34 years for a Hungarian movie. Son of Saul debuted at the prestigious Cannes Film Festival last May, where it picked up four awards, including the Grand Prix du Jury. And then this Monday, it won the Golden Globe for Best Foreign Language Film, a first for Hungarian production. Director Laszlo Nemes said that he never dreamed that the film would have such an effect among both moviegoers and critics alike. This is a deep film, and yet the Americans not only find it interesting, but so does the film community as a whole, as well as the buying public, which was a big surprise for us, said Laszlo Nemes. Son of Saul got about 1 million euros in financial support from the Hungarian National Film Fund. Chief Executive Officer Agnes Havas said on this network that having a Hungarian film in the running for the Oscar is a huge recognition. This proves that the film support system Andivajna developed works, and that it gives the proper support to talented people working on the first film to possibly get this far, said the film head.
Kicsoda vagy tehát? Az erő része, mely örökké rosszat tör?
Only one Hungarian film won the Oscars so far. That was Mephisto by world-renowned Hungarian director István Szabó in 1982. This year, the awards will be again in Los Angeles on the 28th of February, and Public Media Duna Channel will be covering it live.
And after the film's Oscar nomination on Thursday, congratulations came pouring in from all over the world. Hungarian government spokesperson Zoltán Kovács was one of the first to send the government's greetings. And the head of the Prime Minister's office in Hungary has credited the construction of the border fence Hungary built in the summer along Serbia and Croatia for the country's relative high level of safety and security. Janos Lazar said that probably because of that, situations that recently happened in Germany did not happen here. He also hopes that the government will be able to get a consensus among the other parties to push through changes in the constitution to better react in cases of terrorism.
There are currently between 350 and 400 illegal immigrants in Hungary, and that means that if it were not for the border fence, then similar things that happened in Cologne could well have happened here. The difference is that we were able to celebrate New Year's in Hungary in peace and quiet, as well as the days that followed. And in connection with that, we have come to the realization that no illegal migrants should stay or be located in Hungary.
The chief security advisor to the prime minister said on this network that terrorists have been sent around the world, including to Europe, to carry out acts of terrorism. George Bakondi said that the organization Islamic State is a threat to the entire world.
You can see that the Islamic State uses threat as part of its strategy to forcibly convert these countries to Islam and establish a world caliphate, which at first glance looks a bit ridiculous, but it seems they really mean it, and they have successfully deployed combatants and terrorists to these countries and into EU states, and they are really ready to carry out terrorist attacks.
Hungary has opened a foreign trade office in Phnom Penh, the capital of Cambodia. Hungarian Foreign Affairs and Trade Minister Péter Szijjártó told this network that he signed an investment protection agreement with Cambodian officials to support Hungarian companies doing business in Cambodia. He added that Hungary's Exim Bank will open an almost $27 million line of credit to assist those companies. And he also said that Hungary would offer 15 scholarships to Cambodians to study at Hungarian universities.
We have identified the areas where Hungarian enterprises can contribute to the development of the Cambodian economy, and by that can also generate revenues. I believe there are significant market opportunities in Cambodia for companies in IT, agriculture, food processing, medical engineering, and engineering sciences.
One of the most famous festivals in the world is the Sziget Festival here in Budapest. It, along with a number of other European festivals, have now won major recognition at the European Festivals Awards in Noorderslag, Holland. Sziget won for Best Lineup, while another Hungarian festival, Volt from Sopron, won for Best Medium-Sized Festival. And the Untold Festival in Kolozsvár in Romania certainly didn't go away empty-handed, getting the Best Major Festival Award.
For 5 days, people could enjoy almost 200 concerts at the festival in Sopron. Volt Festival broke the record last year with more than 120,000 visitors. Festival goers said that they liked the Volt because of the great atmosphere and unique performers. And not just the festival goers think that way. The largest international festival awards were handed out on Wednesday night in the Netherlands. The Volt in Sopron was awarded in the Best Medium-Sized Event category. The founders of the festival said that it is the recognition of many years of commitment and hard work. This time you stop for a moment to look back over the 2 decades you spent organizing the festival, and of course we feel that it was worth it. I launched it with my high school friend as an event for 800 visitors, and the fact that it is now recognized on a European scale is an incredibly good feeling for us, said one of the founders. The biggest event in Budapest was also awarded at the Dutch Gala of the European Festival Award. Sziget Festival came first in the Best Program category. Last summer, more than 440,000 people were partying on Budapest Shipyard Island. Festival goers came to have fun in Hungary from many parts of the world, even from thousands of kilometers away.
Wonderful organized. I've been a lot of places, but this one is like the best organized. So.
During the week, stars like Robbie Williams, the English singer Ellie Goulding, or Avicii, the Swedish DJ, gave concerts. Sziget has always tried to offer a great variety of programs for everyone, says the main organizer of the festival. We have always tried to have a more diverse range of programs, not just focusing only on one genre or on the stars, but on other performances as well. People seem to appreciate that the Sziget Festival offers more colorful and exciting programs than most other festivals, said Károly Gerendai. Europe's Best Great Festival Award was also handed out at the gala in the Netherlands. Untold from Kolozsvár in Romania won the prize. The festival spokesman said this award encourages them to come up with even a much better festival in Kolozsvár this year. The European Festival Awards have been handed out in several categories every year since 2009. This year, the best ones out of several hundreds of festivals from 35 countries were given their well-deserved rewards.
I've been to Sziget. It was amazing. In Romania, the country's Ministry of Culture has assigned the Transylvanian town of Verespatak as a historically protected national area, the same place where a Canadian mining company wants to do gold mining. The protection order means that it could be very difficult now for the company to get its way. The order means that the town and an area 2 kilometers around it are covered under the so-called A category, giving it the same protection as a historical monument. The Rosia Montana Gold Corporation planned to do gold mining in the area using cyanide technology. Numerous organizations have protested, including the Romanian Orthodox Church, several civic groups, the Romanian Academy representing scientists, and Hungary itself also protested because of environmental concerns. And that's all for now from Hungary Reports. We'll be back again around this time tomorrow, and you can also catch us on the internet. In the meanwhile, I hope you can stay tuned to our other foreign language broadcasts coming up in German, Russian, and Chinese. It never hurts to know another language. Thanks for watching, and minden jót.